We are moving into the time of year that is climatologically the coldest, and sure enough, the weather is following suit this week with Arctic air in place, and it will remain well below seasonable as we work through the remainder of the work week. It's a cold Tuesday afternoon across New York and western New England, with daytime highs running in the teens to around 20. Fortunately, it's not as windy as yesterday, so we're not dealing with those biting wind chills like we saw at this time yesterday afternoon. And we're also dealing with some light snow at times. A little clipper-type system is diving to our south, delivering a round of scattered snow showers and some light snow across New York and western New England. As we work into tonight, those snow showers will generally wind down, though we'll begin to see some lake effect snow fire up through portions of the Adirondacks, where we do have some lake effect snow advisories that are in effect through tonight into tomorrow, and a few of those snow showers may break free and impact portions of the North Country as we go through the night. The entire area will deal with a cold night as temperatures fall back into the single digits and teens. It's going to be another cold day tomorrow. We'll have those areas of lake effect snow primarily across the north, and we'll also see a cold front come in from the north tomorrow, and that's likely to bring a round of snow showers and snow squalls as we go through the day on Wednesday. That's also going to bring the coldest air so far this season, as temperatures tomorrow are likely to reach into the teens to around 20. Temperatures will fall during tomorrow afternoon as that front passes by, and tomorrow night we're looking for temperatures to drop below zero. We'll have wind chill values in the range of 15 to 30 below zero, with some areas as cold as 40 below zero. That is prompting wind chill watches through much of our area tomorrow night, and the cold weather will stick around on Thursday with highs only in the teens. By Friday, we'll bounce back a bit, back into the 20s. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George-Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, variably cloudy, a chance of snow showers, some heavier lake effect snow developing in the Adirondacks, cold, with lows in the single digits. Tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy, scattered snow showers and squalls, windy and cold, high in the teens. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Variably cloudy tonight, a chance of snow showers, some heavier lake effect snow developing in the Adirondacks, cold, with lows in the single digits. Tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy, scattered snow showers and squalls, windy and cold, high in the teens. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, variably cloudy, a chance of evening snow showers, low in the teens. Tomorrow, variably cloudy, scattered snow showers and squalls, windy and cold, high 20 to 25. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, variably cloudy, a chance of evening snow showers, low in the teens. Tomorrow, variably cloudy, scattered snow showers and squalls, windy and cold, high 15 to 20. Region-wide tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a chance of mountain snow showers, low in the single digits and teens below zero, wind chills ranging from 15 to 40 below zero. On Thursday, partly sunny with a chance of snow showers across the north, high in the teens, and on Friday, mostly cloudy with a chance of snow showers or light snow with highs in the 20s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.